titled You. It's beautiful, man, and I am loving the music. So, Harley Ray, I see we got like a campus tour for this EP that we're planning.
Yes, I'm so excited about that.
Tell me more about that. What's up with that?
So basically, starting next week, we're doing KZN, and we're doing about like 10 plus campuses over 4 days.
Oh, man.
So it's going to be a lot. We partnered with Red Bull, with SMG, who they do Mini Coopers, SMG and Viva Nation Television. So it's going to be really fun. A lot of giveaways. You can win 20,000 rand off of a car.
Oh, man.
If you just take a picture with one of the cars. So yeah, so it's a big opportunity to win some moolah. There will be the Viva Nation girls out there. Red Bull will be giving some stuff away. We're taking the Red Bull tracks. We'll be doing little performances. There's some opening acts. It's like a whole production. And yeah, so we're doing like UKZN, we're doing Varsity College, we're doing AFTA, Vega, DUT, MUT. So yeah, there's a lot.
Booked and busy for the babies. That's what I'm talking about. I want to speak to how you've kept your image clean. And this is to serve that young artist in the making who's listening to you and not being about being in the headlines, in the tabloids, and strictly about music.
I think I'm just not that kind of person. Like I can't say like there's a formula. I'm not that person. I don't like drama. I'll stay away from it. Any cause, like if you come with your Twitter beef, I'll be like, cool, enjoy. Like I don't want nothing to do with it. Thanks. Like you can keep your comments for yourself. So yeah, I just think, you know what I've learned being in the industry is just being a kind person goes so long, like so far. Like just being nice to people.
It doesn't cost much.
Exactly.
Actually, it costs absolutely nothing.
Exactly. But not just the people you think can serve your own purposes. Like for me, it's so important. Like when I get on the set for show or just to say thank you to the sound guy.
Yeah.
To the camera guy. Just to whoever's there, you know, it'll take you really, really far as a person. And also sort of learn is like if any drama does pop up, like say someone tries to start with you, those people will always have your back because they know your true personality and know who you are
and the consistency of that.
Exactly.
What's your star sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. What do Capricorns do exactly?
They are loners.
If you're listening earlier on, she said she's been single for like what, 3 years now. I don't think she's saying she's available because obviously she's got a brand new EP.
I'm booked and busy.
Yeah, booked and busy too. So no, that was just like, that's why she's out here doing her own thing. And in terms of the future, what does the future look like for Harley Ray? Like let's say 10 years from now.
Well, a lot of music. I really hope, you know, like I said earlier, that I felt like there was so much pressure after winning the SAMA to change the conversation about being a female artist in the industry, being an independent female artist. So I hope that 10 years from now, I'm able to change that conversation. And I hope that I'm able to set a path for a lot of young, independent female artists in particular to come up and to not have to face some of the obstacles I faced. I hope that I can open the door and leave it open behind me as I go through for other artists.
Man, you sound exactly like me, hey. Like, you are saying...
Maybe my spirit being.
Yeah, like, I mean, because, like, at the end of the day, because everything is temporary in any way. So if we try and hold on to all these things and not open the doors where we can, it's not going to serve anyone. Because tomorrow you could be gone and be like... And if you've opened the doors, you know, like, your legacy lives on and on and on. All right, the last song on the EP... Turn Me On.
Yes. Woo! So this taking is like one of my favorite songs.
Taking it away. Where am I turning you on? Is it?
This song is actually about the DJ, like kind of turning me on. That feeling of just like, and it's different from the rest of the album because it's a little bit Afro-techy.
Okay.
And it was produced by Colors of Sound, who are really, really amazing producers.
Yeah.
It was just such a blessing. They produced quite a few tracks in the album, on the EP. So yeah, this song is the party song at the end of the EP.
Oh man. In terms of an album, can we look forward to an album? I mean, you did allude to the fact that because of the times, you are just like moving with the times and adapting to the times.
Yeah.
Can we look forward to an album in 2020?
I'm not sure. Pressure. I think I'll see how the EP goes and what I feel. I'm a big like believer in do what feels right, not what everyone says you should do. Do what feels right, what's right for you as a person. So I'll decide when 2020 comes and We'll see.
Thank you so much for the music. Thank you so much for your kindness. Thank you so much for the gifts. Holly Ray is the first exclusive, and this is me just being like spicy.